You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? Let's talk about the amazing chemistry behind one of your favorite cozy drinks, roasted tea. Ever wonder where that comforting sweet flavor in teas like hojicha actually comes from? Well, it all starts with what's already inside the fresh leaf. Things like amino acids and sugars. But the magic really begins when we introduce one powerful catalyst, heat. Roasting isn't just drying, it's a chemical change that consumes those original sugars and amino acids. You know this reaction, it's the Maillard reaction. It's what gives seared steak its amazing flavor. And during tea roasting, this reaction creates a very special kind of flavor molecule. So let's meet the hero of our story, the Amadori compound. This newly formed molecule is the secret source of that unique caramel-like sweetness. And what's really cool is we can actually see this happening. This chart shows it forming during the roast. And this right here is the payoff. The more of this compound, the better the tea tastes. Simple. So you get it. It's this simple three-step process that creates that incredible flavor. The key takeaway, that sweetness isn't added to your tea. It's literally chemistry in a cup. Kind of makes you wonder what other delicious secrets are just waiting in our food to be unlocked by heat. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, A-I-S-A-T-S-U, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, D-A-I-D-O-K-O-R-O, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.